Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
What's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live, got a dope episode. Crazy shit going down, you know what I'm saying? I got my big homie, you know what I'm saying? My man's been getting it. Dope artist. My man's Vincent Hopkins. What's good, my dude?
What's happening?
What's cracking, my dude? Definitely honored to have you on the show, yo.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? You've been out there grinding, getting it in, you know what I'm saying? It's only right I pull you to put you on the show, bro.
For sure, man. I appreciate it.
So, yo, like, you know what I mean? You getting into the book writing. What was some of your motivation or inspirations?
Well, one of the biggest ones, and you know, you don't be, you know what I'm saying, feeling some type of way about this, but one of the biggest ones was you.
Good looking, dude.
Back in the day, you came to me with a proposition, like, you know, you was like, read this rap right here, like, I like the way your voice sound, like, all this type of stuff. But it never happened, though. And I always wanted that, you know what I mean? So that's what kind of made me chase it a little bit. You know, I've been writing ever since, you know.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up, my G. For real. Definitely appreciate it.
So, and it was that, and just coming up where we was coming up, you know, it was kind of rough, you know what I mean? And I kind of wanted to block myself out from everybody because it was safer. So I created my own little world in my writing, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah, that's dope, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely see you out there getting it in, bro. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, to be honest with you, bro, everybody got a story, you feel me? For real. So, like, you know what I'm saying? You was able to put all that into what you got going on right now. You just released your book. You know what I'm saying? If you could talk more on it.
Oh, yeah. Just released my book, Royal Family Stories Presents Ghosts. And it's my first professional published book, published with Rose Dog Books.
That's dope. For real, that's dope.
It started as a Amazon Kindle Villa book, you know, where the short stories and things like that, and it turned into a 4-book series.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So, like, you, Royal Empire Family, is did I get it correct?
Royal Family Stories.
Yeah, the Royal Family Stories. Like, what's the inspiration behind that name and all?
So the royal family is pretty much my main 5 characters. Monica Taylor, King Wright, Bird Williams, Andrew Carter, Trixie Davis, right? Those characters, somehow they wind up in every story. That's the royal family right there. They make every story pop.
Hey, that's dope. So, like, in some of the stories, what's some of the obstacles that they faced or had to go through?
It's a lot of ideas that run through my head that ain't even been published or, you know, that I got wrote out but ain't even published yet. So one of them that I got is called Clown, KLOWN, and it follows Monica Taylor, her friend Bird, as they try to go to the liquor store past curfew in a quarantine zone. It's just crazy, you know what I mean? Hey. But it's not put together yet. It's just an idea.
Hey, congratulations for real. I'm telling you, like with me when I go about writing books, bro. Like once it comes to me, bro, I just let it flow. I don't take no breaks.
Uh-huh.
Like you know what I'm saying? I think that's one thing that stalls or you know what I'm saying, like cripples. Some of the writers is that they take breaks because once they get comfortable on that break, time to pass, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But for real.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, you know what I mean? Even with the characters, if you could break down the characters and tell me what they're all about, explain them more, so the world get to know them.
Okay. So, my main character is the one I write as the most is Monica Taylor. And the reason why I write as her the most is because I always wanted a little sister. So Monica Taylor is kind of like that little sister character in every story. She's a little sister. She's the little friend that live up the block, the maintenance guy, the girl that he helped, you know, is just always a situation like that. Bird Williams, that's Monica's best friend in every story. You know, whatever they're going through, that's they just tight in every story. She protected her, you know what I mean? Andrew Carter is me. If you ever see Andrew Carter in a story, that's me.
Hey, that's what's up.
You know what I mean? And it's a few others, you know. Trixie, she run the Royalty Club. You know, we King and Trixie, they run the Royalty Club. The Royalty Club is like, you know how, like in Harvey, it was a lot of domestic violence, a lot of beating on women and people being drunk. That's what I saw, you know what I mean, as a kid. And the Royalty Club is like a group of vigilantes that vow to protect the city against that shit. They don't want to see it. So all these gangs and all that stuff that's in Diamond Heights, they against it.
That's dope, bro. That's dope. Hey, G, hey, if you only knew how proud I am of you, bro. For real, for real. That's lit.
Sure, and that right there is motivation, man, you know?
That's what's up. So, I mean, with the new book, you know what I'm saying? If you could enlighten me more on it, like, what's this new book about, bro? Because, you know what I'm saying? Hey, low-key, I definitely just put in my order, bro.
Okay. So, sacrifice to me the souls of your friends, and in return, you shall live life with unparalleled happiness. If you deny me, I will torture you until your bones disintegrate. That's what this ghost entity is. This book is about a threat. You know, like, they met this ghost character and he brought about a situation that changed everything. The book follows Marcus and Kara Willis, and they wake up one morning and, damn, hold on. I hate to do that to you. Hold on one second.
Nah, that's cool. It's cool, boss. Take your time.
Hearing noises downstairs, and they go downstairs to check it out. It ain't nothing there, right?
Right.
Come to find out it's this ghost entity, right? This thing is a monster from another world, right?
Okay.
He tells them this message. Sacrifice to me the souls of your friends, right, right, right?
Right, I feel you.
How do I say it without telling the everything? You know what I mean?
I feel you. I feel you. You know what I'm saying? But like,
yeah, I'm trying to explain it to the world without giving away everything. You know what I mean?
Nah, it's cool. Hey, that right there. Hey, that sounds like it's lit as fuck. You feel me? I'm gonna keep it a buck. You feel me?
Cause I'm trying to tell you. And it came to me just like you said. It came to me, and it just flow to the end.
That's dope. That's dope. For real. So I mean, with these characters, without giving it out who, what, when, where, why, is there a twist at the end or a shocking twist? Do anybody get killed?
That's the whole thing revolves around bringing somebody back to life who shouldn't have died.
Damn, hey, that shit. Hey, I swear to
Just
God.
bombshell it out there right there.
Hey, that shit lit as fuck, bro. Hey, gee, that shit, man, I can't wait till I get my copy, bro. For real, for real. Is there a way that they could get a hold of you to possibly get a signed copy?
Yeah, I could get you a signed copy.
All right, most def, man. Hey, that shit dope as fuck, bro. And you said that this is your first book?
No, my first book was Royal Family Stories Presents Diamond Heights. That one is a little bit different, but this one is my first book that's professionally published.
Okay. So you speak a lot about Diamond Heights. Diamond Heights is a city that everything takes place in. That's dope.
It's like my version of Harvey, Illinois.
Okay. Yeah. I feel you. And what, Diamond Heights is like rough, it's like drug affected and all.
And then you got crews like the Royalty Club, you know, that's trying to fix it.
That's dope.
And then you got this vicious crew that I wrote a book about this one too, called the Blackjack Mafia.
Man, what they about?
They are demon worshippers, man. They
Damn. Okay.
it's they thugs, you know. They thugs, you know. They crippin' or whatever, but they worshiping the devil at the same time.
Damn. Hey, like, hey, bro. Hey, I salute you for tapping on the creative, you know what I'm saying, side, like, bro, because, you know what I'm saying, not only did you not write just more than normal, you know what I'm saying, you out the box with it, you know what I'm saying, and that's why I salute you so hard. It wasn't just the basic this, that, and the third. You actually put some time in it. You actually, you know what I'm saying, thought out this shit, you know what I'm saying. That shit creative as fuck all the way around, and that's why I salute you, for real, for real.
So, man, I appreciate it.
No problem, no problem. So, like, you know what I'm saying, with the book that, with the first book professionally published, what's the main thing? Like, what's your objective or goal from it that you're trying to get from all of it? Like, is there a set thing you're trying to do?
I wanna entertain people. You know, it's not about money. It's not about fame. Well, you know, it's about fame, but it's not about money with me. You know what I'm saying? Every copy, I want people to be entertained. If you're not entertained, please email me and let me know. You know, you need to
Yeah.
step it up. You need to fix this. Let me know. I'm open to criticism. I want to hear it. That's my big thing, man. I want to be an entertainer like you.
Ah, come on, man. I'm all right. I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, but hey, if I could do it, bro, you can too, bro. Like, you'd probably even be greater. You feel me? Because, like, you know what I'm saying? You definitely got the potential, bro. And it's like, gee, the things you write about, like I said, it's not normal. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't got to worry about nobody copying you, nobody biting you. You know what I'm saying? You in your own lane. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's hella super dope. You feel me?
Hey, you know who else I want to send a little low-key shout out to, and which it probably won't never come nothing of,
What I talk
but
to?
my man's Project Pat, bro.
Hey, salute to Pat. You know what I'm saying? The partner Pat. Yeah. You know what I'm
Project Pat got me through high school, junior high school,
saying?
because I felt like I had to have that hard mentality to get through that, you know, because I was kind of shy, you know, all that, you know how kids are, they mess with the shy kids. So I felt like I needed to be in that mindset, man, and those songs really did that for me.
Yeah, so look, let me ask you this. Like, what's your favorite Project Pat song or album that you listen to the most?
Mister Don't Play.
Hey, that's what's up. That's hey, that's a classic. You know what was crazy? You know what got me through Job Corps was the Laying the Smackdown album. That's dope. That's hella dope, bro. For real. Salute to Pat, man. For real, for real. I'm gonna definitely see what's good. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Pat. Pat on his shit. Pat working. You know what I'm saying? He got some shit that's gonna drop and come out.
Yeah, I saw a little low key thing where you could do a little interview with Pat. You know, you could pay like $150 or something to do a little video interview with him and shit. I thought about doing it.
Oh, damn. Hey, low key, I never knew nothing about that. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but
on the website.
That's what's up. Hey, go for it. You know what I'm saying? Especially if that's who inspired you and motivated you. You feel me? Like, to even get you through that shit. Because, like, what people don't realize to me, like, you know what I'm saying? When you that shy kid, that alone kid type shit in high school, kids, other kids could be cruel and mean. You feel me?
Yeah.
So like, even on the book writing note, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's next for Vincent Hopkins? Like, do you ever plan on turning your books into short films or any book signings coming up or anything?
No book signings coming up, but that's definitely in the future. And yeah, I want to turn my book into an audio book. To an audio book for those who don't like to read, who just like to listen.
But
I think it's $6,000 to do that.
Wow. Hey, you know what? You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to step on nobody's feet, G. Look, so as soon as we hang up, bro, I'm gonna set you up, bro, where you do that shit for little or nothing, like $50 type shit, you feel me?
Alright.
You know what I'm saying? You could get it going ASAP. You know what I'm saying? We could start today with it, you feel me?
Okay.
Real shit. Cause, like, you know what I mean, when you do audio, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure if you knew, but, like, they have a section in the Grammys for it, and you know what I'm saying? As long as if you could turn it in by a specific date or whatever, they could definitely, you know what I'm saying, probably get you nominated or some shit. But, you know what I'm saying, it ain't always guaranteed, though. You feel me? But it's worth a try.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, hell yeah. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? I know, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to step on nobody's feet. Shout out to those that charge $6,000 to 10. That's crazy, because you know what I'm saying? It ain't even that serious, dude. So like, what's next in the series? Like, is there going to be a part two or a sequel to the book you just released?
So, part two is in publishing as we speak. Royal Family Stories presents Ghost, book two, Donna Heist, Peacekeepers.
Wow, so wait, the book is done and wrote already?
Yes, sir.
You snapped. Yeah, you snapped, G. I salute you,
the
G.
Book, not only is the book already wrote, but it's 100 pages more than the first book.
Wow, that's dope. That's dope. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, with me, when I write a book, bro, like, you know what I mean? I'm not sure if you do the same thing. Like, a lot of people like writing on papers and everything, but I write on my phones. You know what I'm saying? So, wherever I'm at, I just jot down whatever it is, and I just let it flow through my phones. Because, you know what I'm saying? When you turn in your paperwork, you know what I'm saying, your copyrights and everything, it eventually has to be, you know what I'm saying, typed up and all. So I just send everything from my phone straight to the wherever I got to send it to. I'm not sure if you do the same thing.
I usually work it through my laptop.
That's dope. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? When I very first started, it was a pen and pad. Then I typed it up. But then I started typing up on my laptop, and then I just, like, straight to the phone now.
I wrote the first book, Diamond Heights. The Great Deception, that was all on my phone. The writer app.
Yeah, hey, that's dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
So like, all right, part two on the way. You know, you got a release date for it?
Not yet.
That's cool. Any surprises? Though, anything to expect? Or do we got to read the first book first? You don't want to give anything too crazy away.
Definitely read the first book first.
Okay,
and
okay.
Just know that the second book is going to hit even harder.
That's what's up. Well, so what is it, like, how do you ever plan on making more sequels, or is it only going to be so many books before you move on to the next part of your writing career?
So I'm working on book three.
As we
right
speak?
Now.
You snap.
Yep. That's almost done, and then I'm leading into book four. Hopefully it'll end at book five,
because
it's a whole epidemic, man. They done started something.
That's what's up.
You know, that's the next couple of years it'll be Ghost. But in between, you know, I do plan on putting Clown and a remake of Diamond Heights out on Amazon for people to buy, just, you know, through the breaks.
Hey, that's dope. That's dope, bro, for real. So, I mean, outside of your writing career, you know what I'm saying, your great writing career, Is there anything else you got your hands in or trying to put your hands in out there?
Not really. Not yet.
Because, hey, write it. Hey, because, like, hey, you being such a dope and great writer, bro, that right there alone would definitely open doors for you, you know what I'm saying, to get into other things. Like, possibly you getting into acting or modeling or movie shit or you writing scripts for other people, bro. Especially because it's like, when people see you write books, bro, it puts you in a whole classroom of your own, you know what I'm saying? Like, can't nobody compare or compete with you type shit, you feel me? That's like, man, bro, that's big shit, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you got it, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? You hella talented, you know what I'm saying? Don't never give up. Don't never get distracted. Don't never get discouraged, bro. And just because someone gave up on their dream, don't let them, you know what I'm saying? Don't let them talk you out of yours, for real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of those people, you feel me?
Yeah.
For sure. So, like, you know what I mean? You got part two on the way, part three, you got part two on the way, part three on the take, you said part four is going to lead up to part five. So, you know what I mean, is there any other characters or any other storyline build up or trilogies you working on besides the whole ghost thing? Like, do you ever want to branch, you ever plan on branching out and starting other ones?
Well, I got the whole King series. So King pretty much run down the heights in every story. He the most popular dude, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And he got King's University. That's where, you know, where he went to college, his college years. And then you got King's Halloween, and that's the scary side, you know, what happened this one Halloween type thing, you know. King's Wedding. All type of just the King's series, you know?
That's dope. So what, each out of five characters is going to have their own series?
That's what I'm hoping for.
That's dope. So, look, like, let me ask you this, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, like I said, I always give you your props, you know what I'm saying? You being that dope writer. What were some of your inspirations or like, even as far as, like, books, was there any specific authors or anything you read growing up that made you... Wanna
oh,
do it?
Yeah, man.
Big, like, what's
shout
some
out
of your
to
favorite
Nikki
books?
Turner. Nikki Turner wrote a book. You know, I looked it up the other day and I couldn't find it. So it may not have been Nikki Turner, but I believe it was Nikki Turner who wrote this book called Whore. Woo!
What was that book about?
It was an urban tale about a young girl who fell on hard times and had to become a prostitute and.
Damn.
And all this stuff happened to her. She had to beat up her mama, and at the end, her mama was trying to get her. Man, it was so exciting that I wanted to write my own book.
Hey, that's dope. Oh, what was some of your first books? Like, do you ever remember your first big books you completed?
The first big one was Sister Soldier, the coldest winter ever.
Oh, what was that about? Who was that by?
Do you remember? Soldier.
Yeah. Oh, damn. All right. Okay. Well, what was that about?
It was about this girl, Winter Santiago, and her father was a drug dealer. And she was living in, I believe it was New York, and, you know, crime was high. She was trying to date this guy. This other girl was trying to date the guy, too, and it was just drama filled. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's crazy. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's one thing, like, that's always best to have the attention of the reader, because it's like, people nowadays are different. Like, authors from today is way different from authors from back in the day, because it's like, even people that read, because it's like, people now, in my opinion, have shorter time span, like, to be focused on one thing for so long, you know? So you got to make it interesting. You got to throw in those crazy situations. You know what I'm saying? To keep them glued. Because, you know what I'm saying? People nowadays get easily distracted.
Yep.
For real. Hey, that's dope, bro. For real. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to keep you too long. One thing I want you to do, you know what I'm saying? For those that's tuning in, that's trying to accomplish some of the great things you've accomplished, you got any encouraging words for them?
keep going when it get rough. Keep going. Because things change all the time. I never thought that I would get my book published, you know. I never thought I would have the money to do it. It was 1980 to do it. And I was working security, and I met this lady who asked me to protect these cats that she used to feed. This lady liked me so much, she paid the 1980 for me to publish my book.
Wow, that's dope.
Yup.
That's dope. Hey, I salute you for real, for real. That's dope. Shout out to the lady, bro. For real, for real. That's what's up. Do you still speak to her to this day or no?
Yes, sir. That's my manager.
Wow. Hey. That's dope. And how did you guys meet? Like, she just walked up to you and asked you to watch the cats?
Well, I was golf cart security, so, you know, nobody was supposed to park over there at all. So she asked me if she could stay and protect the cats, like leave her car there so the cats wouldn't be in the rain. And I let her. So that's kind of how it started, you know. Then I would just come over there and say hi, come over there and speak every now and again. She would buy me lunch, things like that, you know.
Wow. So are the cats still living?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they still over there to this day.
Damn, hey, that's dope. That's dope, for real. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, keep up your dope work, bro. Keep up the great work, bro. I'm definitely proud of you, for real, my G, for real. You know what I'm saying? To see you from then to now, bro, I'm definitely proud to say I even know you, my G.
For sure, man. Same. Likewise.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, hey, for those that's tuning in, shout out your own social media or how people can get a hold of you in case they might want some work or collab with you.
You can get at me at my email address, which is royalfamilystories@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Instagram at lowkey191.
Yo, for real, Royal Family in the building. You know what I'm saying? My man Vincent Hoskin. Book is out right now. Go cop it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so what is Amazon, Barnes & Noble? Where else they can get the book?
You can get the book directly from the Road Dog Bookstore. You can get it from Walmart.com. You can get it from Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. And that's it, I believe.
Hey, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm waiting for my copy to be in the mail. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely let you know what it is. I'm already knowing it's going to be dope. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real.
For sure, man. For sure,
bro. As soon as we get off the line, I'm going to definitely chop it up with you, bro. For real, we're going to definitely get it in.
Okay. All right.
All right, for sure, yo.
All right.
Yo, there you have it. Dope interview, you know what I'm saying, with the big partner, the homie Vincent Hoskin, childhood friend. Dope to see him doing this shit, you know what I'm saying? Dope interview. You heard it here first, signing off, Smith, on the Smith Express Show. Let's get it. Yeah.